This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leroy brought up Steph Curry, and we can't undersell it enough.
He's the best of
all time. Look, Joe Montana, what makes Joe Montana Joe Montana is that he took over a team that had never won anything. All right. They never won anything. And he did it with a variety of playmakers. He did it with Dwight Clark and Freddie Solomon. He did it with Roger Craig in the backfield. And he became kind of a hybrid player. And he did it with Jerry Rice and John Taylor and Brent Jones. He did it at the end of the 70s, even though they didn't win much. And then he did it at the end of the 80s. And he did it for so long. And when push came to shove, no matter who was around, when the chips were up against it, in the middle of the table, he would always deliver, always deliver. He didn't fit the mold, Joe did, in terms of height, weight, speed requirements. Although he was much faster than you gave him credit for. He had the guile, the smarts, and it just didn't look like other players in terms of style of play. That's what Steph has. And then you think about like the excellence, the pure excellence in terms of you expect it to happen. And it happens, and it still blows you away. That reminds me of Bonds. That reminds me of Ricky Henderson, where it's like, you know he's going to steal here. Yep. You know it. You know it's coming.
Yep.
And he finds a way to still get it done. You know the home run's coming. You can't give him a pitch to hit. Nope. Boom, he hits the home run. That's Steph Curry. He had a shot on Dylan Brooks. We all saw it coming, yep. And you knew it was coming. He just bang. He just flicked it from the hip like he's Pistol Pete Maravich. He has the excellence and the longevity of Jerry Rice, which... he's better in his 30s than he was in his 20s. How's that even possible? They kept charting how many feet he was running in the game, Joe. They're like, he's logged 2.5 miles of track today running around. He's more deadly without the ball than he is with the ball. What other player in the history of the NBA can you say that about?
Not many. If not at all.
Rip Hamilton?
Maybe.
And Rip wasn't even... I mean, no. And I'm not all
champion, but
Rip.
he was not.
He's
level.
Not this. No. Reggie Miller used to come off screens, yeah. And Reggie does broadcasting. Reggie was all time. He wasn't this. Yeah. I mean, this guy's all time, all timers. He has every drop in every bucket that you're looking for of the greatest legends in Bay Area sports. He has them all combined into one. And unlike baseball, where you only get 4 at-bats, unlike football, where you only get maybe 20 or 30 throws in a game. This guy can have the ball on any possession in the game. He can walk up and say, give it to me. And he can either make a beautiful pass, because he made multiple unbelievable passes in this game. One to Buddy Hield on the corner, which was brilliant. Some unbelievable pick and roll plays. He makes defensive plays, which are completely underrated. No one talks about his defense. And then the shot making and the dexterity around the rim is unreal. The shot making from beyond the arc is unparalleled. The guy's the greatest Bay Area sports athlete of all time. And we have Willie Mays, and we have Barry Bonds, and we have Joe Montana, and we have Ricky Henderson, and we have Jerry Rice, and we have Ronnie Lott in terms of toughness. Steph checks all those boxes. He's the greatest Bay Area athlete ever. And I'm ready to just close the book, and I can't believe I'm saying this. You had Jerry, you had Joe, you had Willie, you've had Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson. Pick who you want. He's the best, and I can't believe I'm saying it, and I'm watching in real time, and I don't even think he's close to done.
You said something that I thought was interesting in that, and it's well said, and 888-957-9570. We can always have the Steph conversation, and it feels like we take it for granted at times because just how damn good he is, and I'm not taking it for granted, especially in these playoffs, because I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. There are only two players that we can all agree on are in the top 10 all-time of greatest in their sport that are in these playoffs. Only two. One of them's down 3-1 on the other side. It's LeBron James. He's 40 years old. They're probably cooked. And it's Stephen Curry. And you're up 2-1 now with a chance to go up 3-1. Why are we talking about it more that the Warriors have the best player still?
And he did
the best player in the playoffs.
And he won a must-win game without the second best player on the team.
See, I don't think people agree that he's still the best player in these playoffs. I think a lot of people go to, well, Nikola Jokic, you know, he's MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, oh, Jason Tatum, well, Jason Tatum's hurt, but, you know, Jason Tatum or Jalen Brown, oh, Donovan Mitchell. I don't
know. Curry's the best.
Stephen Curry.
He's the best.
Saturday showed you why. Do you think this is the best? Like, you said something there. Do you think this is the best version of Stephen Curry? You said that. You said he's playing better.
This is why I say that.
Okay. It's interesting to me because I don't think people would agree.
He may not be the spring chicken that he once was in terms of, you know, there's something about being young. Like there is. There is an element of like when you're in your athletic prime, like, he's not in his quote unquote athletic prime. I think he's stronger now than he ever was.
The guns definitely are. You see those biceps there.
Right.
In the gym.
I think his finishing around the rim is spectacular. It's just I think it's the element of his game no one talks about. Defensively, I don't think he's ever been smarter. He knows when you're trying to attack him and what your strength is, and he tries to take it away. He might not physically be able to block a bigger guy's shot, but you saw it in that Fred VanVleet, that one Fred VanVleet play. How many times has he jumped passing lanes?
Yeah.
He's rebounding as well as he ever has, which has always been a key element of his game. He's just got a knack for the ball. Some guys just have that. Like, as great as Rodman was in terms of athleticism and hand-eye coordination, he also had just a knack for how to time things. You know, there's just an innate quality, an instinct, if you will. He's great at that. His court vision is unreal. How did he makes that play and he knows Buddy Hield is flying down court and just turns and baseball passes it perfectly. Now, does he make the dumb turnover?
Of course.
Of course he does. Of course he
does. Only two, by the way, for Steph. Only two in the turnover battle was in favor of who? The Golden State Warriors. Not a coincidence that they won. 14 turnovers for the Houston Rockets, 10 for the Warriors.
His understanding of leverage and his number one threat to the opponent is the three ball. He uses that to get steps on you, to get mid-range shots, to get layups. Like, his feel for misdirection is unreal. I'll tell you, I can sit here all day and do four straight hours on why Curry is, I think, the greatest Barry sports athlete of all time. And I'm ready to just kind of, for right now, close the book. It's over. He's the man. And I trust me, I watched Jerry Rice's entire career. I watched Bonds' entire career. I watched Ricky Henderson. I saw the tail end of Joe. I went back and watched everything of Joe. He's the GOAT. This is the dude. I didn't watch Willie, so I'm not here to pretend like I saw Willie. This is the GOAT for me in my lifetime.
I think David in South City agrees with you. 888-957-9570. Let's go to David. David, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast. What you got, man?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I watched a game the other night. Warriors, it's been a while since they've been in the playoffs, but I think Curry is the best ever. He's the reason I started watching basketball again. He just makes the game exciting. That's my opinion. So there might be other players, but he's the best in my book. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, David, what about him makes you most excited? When you watch him, what is it about Stephen Curry? Okay, just,
you know,
just
but here's the other part.
Myself.
I referenced all of the prolific things he does on the floor. He's also like one of the greatest humans ever in terms of, like, he's a great teammate.
You see a smile he had on the court, by the way, that Cheshire Cat kind of smile that I think Nahigian put in his profile picture. Everyone was posting it. It's just the smile that he looked like the Grinch, like the Jim Carrey Grinch, how he stole Christmas.
He's a killer.
Because he stole that game in game three and he stole it away from the Houston Rockets. Stole it from him.
He's an absolute killer. He's gracious on and off the floor. He seems like a good family man. You know, in an era where it feels like everybody is in your face with all of the things that you shouldn't be doing, he does everything the right way. He's a great role model. He's a guy I reference at every baseball practice. Mm-hmm. Every single basketball and baseball practice with the youth. I go, do you think Curry half butts it during practice?
No.
No. Like, he practices faster than he does in practice so that the game time is like it's slowed down.
Well,
he's the greatest free throw shooter ever. We had Rick Barry here.
Right.
Who's one of the greatest free throw shooters the game has ever seen.
And that's practice.
Do you listen to what Chris Mullin? Chris Mullin played on the freaking Dream Team.
With the greatest player in the history of the sport, Michael Jordan. The greatest player he ever played with.
He marvels at the stuff Steph Curry's doing.
Well, and again, I think it speaks to Chris Mullin too, because he was a shooter at heart and one of the best in the history of the NBA, which goes to show you even guys like that, Chris Mullin, who I think people say, Dream Team, one of the greatest shooters in the history of the sport,
it's incredible.
Marvels at Steph Curry. Reggie Miller marvels at Ray Allen. We don't hear that much from Ray because he's a soft-spoken guy. He's quiet. marvels at what Stephen Curry can do and has done his entire career. And are we watching the best version of Stephen Curry? 888-957-9570. I think that's up for debate
now. Which is crazy because earlier this year, I was like, oh, man, it feels like he's lost a step.
We were talking about on these airwaves, not you or I, on these airwaves, talking about trading Stephen Curry at some point this season. I know. Sounds crazy.
That's how down and bad we were.
I love you, Steiny. He's going to be out doing the broadcast of Guru today from the Agape Tournament, the charity golf tournament brought to you by Echo Best Control from 10 to 2. Shout out to those guys. We're going to be out there. We'll come and say hi. Shasky and I are golfing in a couple hours. And Shasky's got the fit. He's got the vest, too, just in case it gets a little chilly out there. He's ready.
And the other part of this is that as I watch Ant Edwards try to make a name for himself in the league,
God,
going at LeBron, and
incredible.
The video of him just not backing down from LeBron, as great as LeBron has been, his number one foe is Steph Curry. And I actually think the two of them have elevated each other, right? There's an argument to be made that like Magic and Larry elevated each other, right? Mm-hmm. And elevated the league as a whole and brought everyone up to their standards. To do it during the LeBron era, specifically running through him, and to do it with so many different teammates, whether it's Klay, Draymond, KD, you know, Jimmy Butler, Wiggins, like it's just... The guy is he's the greatest. He's the greatest ever. And I don't know what we're going to talk about once he's gone because he's the best of all time.
Oh, we'll be talking about my guy, Brock Purdy, and how he's going to bring multiple titles to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Brock pales in comparison to Steph.
Just wait. Just give him an opportunity, all right? Mr. Irrelevant is anything but. Thank you, Sam. Let's go to our guy, Verducci, El Dorado Hills, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Duce? How you doing, man?
Good, brother. Good. And I totally agree with you, Spadoni and Shasky. I mean, with Curry. I mean, look, my wife is pregnant. We're watching this game on Saturday, about to go to a movie. And we're sitting there going nuts, sitting in the snack line, you know, seeing Curry do Curry things and to see the joy that he plays with, how he elevates everyone else around him. And then as they cut to the fans, I mean, the fans that have seen him from the very start are still in awe after all these years later.
Whoa, Verducci, I got to cut you off there. The Golden State Warriors are playing, they were playing in game 3, first round, Western Conference, series tied 1-1. And you were going to the movies? And you were at the snack line? What are you doing?
Hey, you know what, baby? I had husband things. Oh. You know, my wife wanted to see a movie, so I had to take care of her.
What movie?
What was that?
What was the movie?
Sinners.
Okay,
Sinners.
Everyone said that's pretty good. All right, I'll back up.
It is, but you know what? I'm a connector, and I would say there was about 3 other guys with their wives in line, and we were all huddled around my little phone watching this on YouTube TV. So, you know what? We might have been mobile, baby, but we had still eyes on the game. And finally, tonight, you guys were talking about Jimmy Butler. He has to play. I mean, this is a must-win game. No questions asked. This is why you brought this man here to be Curry's Robin. You're paying the man $60 million. Curry's got a bum finger. You know, he's also playing with a tailbone injury. He's still out there. So, Jimmy, baby, I know you're going to step up. You're going to be there. And you know what? We're going to take it 3-1. This is a must-win because we can't go back 2-2. This is the game that we got to win. We got to win this in 5. Hope that Lakers wake up and take it to 7 so we can get our rest. And then you know what? This is where we're going to take it all, baby. It's our road to the chip. So you all have a good Monday, baby. Let's go.
There you go. It's Verducci in the EDH. 888-957-9570. You're more inclined or less inclined to play Jimmy Butler tonight, Dub Nation, after the win on Saturday without Jimmy Buckets? And are we watching the best version of Stephen Curry? I do think that's an interesting question because there's more baked into it than, you know, just the age number. I think we always go to the age like, well, he can't be at 37. He can't be. Well, we were talking about it with LeBron a couple of years ago. Is this the best version of LeBron we're seeing? And I do think baked into that equation is the mental game that we sleep on.
Exactly. Just,
and I think what Jimmy Butler has helped unlock, because it was always within Steph, and Steph didn't need anything from Jimmy Butler to validate who he is as a player, but there's things that even guys like Stephen Curry could garner from players like Jimmy Butler. And I do think that IQ on defense and being able to intercept things, that seeing plays steps ahead instead of, you know, just, you know, going through the motions on defense, a player like Jimmy Butler and what he's been able to do on this team as a two-way player has helped, I think, Stephen Curry tremendously going forward. And I think that was on display on Saturday with his defense, obviously, getting that block on Fred VanVleet.
The degree of difficulty, like, on some of these shots.
Yes.
I mean, it's
well,
just...
that's always Steph. Like, for me, the shot making. But I think defensively, first and foremost, too, I'm seeing Jimmy rub off on everyone in that regard.
There's a Mahomes-like quality anything he throws up, you feel like is going to be a touchdown.
Right.
And it's the same thing with Steph. Anything he throws up, you're like, that's a good shot.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, they were saying, I think on the broadcast, Mark Jones is like, oh, he just pulled that up from half court. I don't know if that was a good shot. And then Jay Billis was like, no, that's a great shot. That's what we call a layup. That's what we call a layup for Steph. Let's go to Jay, who's in the Bay, wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Jay, good morning. What you got, man?
Well, the only thing I'm saying, it's Miss J from the Bay. I say we should play Jimmy. We shouldn't grind Steph down to a pulp. We should, timing and rhythm is everything. Them boys is in rhythm now. Plug Jimmy in, let him get his timing back. We got our foot on their necks. Let's take this game.
I completely
That's all
agree.
I got,
there
man.
You go. Jay,
completely
I apologize.
Agree.
I keep saying, I think that's Thanks, the second or third time. Yeah, I said, what's up, man? It's a woman. Put female on there, please. I don't meet many Jay who are women, but she's a great caller. We love Jay.
Dude.
And relax, Chris Rock. Or just relax.
I just...
Okay, you don't want to play with fire. I hear you. And maybe it's... I'm just throwing it out there. You're more inclined or less inclined to play Jimmy Butler after what took place on Saturday. Let him rest up a little bit more and maybe go up 3-1. But I hear you. You feel a lot better with Jimmy Buckets in the lineup tonight. But I don't know what the medical says. I lean on the doctors. Dr. Rick Celebrini, best in the business. All right, I lean on them.
This is part joke, but I am kind of serious.
Oh.
Steph's so good, I might retire 30, even though it's already retired for the Giants with Cepeda. I might retire at 4 Curry. In a Giants uniform and a Niner uniform. That's how good he is.
Just cross sport? Is that happen?
Marino's retired for the Miami Heat.
Oh, is he? I didn't even know that.
Then they unretired it.
Oh, they also... Because
I think Bam Adebayo rocks 13.
Remember when Pat Riley retired Michael Jordan's number? No one will ever... I was like, Pat, you didn't coach this guy. Like, what? Like, you didn't play for the Miami Heat. What are we doing here? Very odd. But yeah, that happens, I guess. It happens.
Dylan Brooks was so hell-bent on not letting him get a shot off, and he just had him just like in a blender.
Dylan Brooks, unreal. And again, Jay Billis, who's going to be joining us at 8:30, I thought he was really good on this broadcast for ESPN. Can't wait to pick his brain about what he saw from Stephen Curry. But even Jay was like Dylan Brooks is playing great defense on him, and it
Amazing
still doesn't
defense.
Matter. Like that's the thing in this. The Rockets, who are probably the best defensive team left in these playoffs, I think they're up there. Like, they're hounding them.
No, they're
they're
very good
so damn good. But it's still not enough when it's Stephen Curry. And they're making him work harder, and credit to them. But again, it was the Rockets who failed to score 100, not the Warriors on Saturday. And that was because Stephen Curry is on their team, and he's not on the Rockets. They got their best players out there in Shangoon. And it was noticeable on Saturday.